Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Kenny Lofton. Batting second. The shortstop, Omar Vizquel. Batting third. The left fielder, David Justice. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Manny Ramirez. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jim Thome. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Travis Fryman. Batting seventh. The DH, Brian Giles. Batting eighth. The catcher, Sandy Alomar. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Joey Cora. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Charles Nagy. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Darren Lewis. Batting second. The third baseman, John Valentin. Batting third. The first baseman, Mo Vaughn. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Nomar Garcia-Para. Batting fifth. The DH, Mike Stanley. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Troy O'Leary. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Trot Nixon. Batting eighth. The catcher, Scott Hatberg. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Mike Benjamin. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Brett Saber-Hagen. And now, play ball. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lofton hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Benjamin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Vizquel hits a pop-up towards third. Valentin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. David Justice is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Justice hits a ball on the ground towards third. Valentin fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Darren Lewis is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Lewis hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thome scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lewis for the out. One out. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Valentin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vizquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Vaughn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ramirez takes first base on ball 4. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Thome strikes out. One out. Travis Fryman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Fryman hits a fly ball into center field. Lewis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brian Giles is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Giles strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Nomar Garcia-Para is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia-Para hits a line drive into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cora scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Troy O'Leary batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. O'Leary hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thome scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats O'Leary for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards short. Garcia Parra scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joey Cora is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Cora hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Benjamin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Lofton is 0 for 1 in the game. Lofton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Trot Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Nixon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Nagy fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Scott Hatberg is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Hatberg hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cora scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Benjamin is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Benjamin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Vizquel is 0 for 1 in the game. Vizquel hits a fly ball into center field. Lewis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. David Justice is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Justice is 0 for 1 in the game. Justice hits a fly ball into center field. Lewis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Ramirez is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Ramirez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Darren Lewis is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Lewis is 0 for 1 in the game. Lewis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Freiman fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentin is 0 for 1 in the game. Valentin hits a fly ball into left field. Justice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Vaughn is 0 for 1 in the game. Vaughn hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lewis moves to third. Nomar Garcia Parra is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Garcia Parra is 0 for 1 in the game. Garcia Parra hits a ball on the ground towards third. Freiman fields it and throws to second for the out. Lewis scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Mike Stanley is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Stanley is 0 for 1 in the game. Stanley strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Thome is 0 for 1 in the game. Thome hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Indians, 1, Red Sox, 1. Travis Freiman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Freiman is 0 for 1 in the game. Freiman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Valentin fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Brian Giles is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Giles is 0 for 1 in the game. Giles hits a line drive towards first. Vaughn reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Alomar is 0 for 1 in the game. Alomar strikes out. The The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Troy O'Leary is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. O'Leary is 0 for 1 in the game. O'Leary hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cora scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Trot Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Nixon is 0 for 1 in the game. Nixon hits a fly ball into left field. Justice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Scott Hatberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatberg is 0 for 1 in the game. Hatberg hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cora scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Joey Cora is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Cora is 0 for 1 in the game. Cora strikes out. 1 out. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Lofton is 0 for 2 in the game. Lofton hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Indians. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Vizquel is 0 for 2 in the game. Vizquel hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Vaughn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. David Justice is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Justice is 0 for 2 in the game. Justice hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Benjamin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mike Benjamin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Benjamin is 0 for 1 in the game. Benjamin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fryman fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Darren Lewis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Lewis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lewis hits a fly ball into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Valentin is 0 for 2 in the game. Valentin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Vaughn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Vaughn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cora scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Ramirez is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Ramirez hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Indians. Jim Thome batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Thome is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Thome hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Benjamin reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Travis Fryman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Fryman is 0 for 2 in the game. Fryman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Valentin fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Brian Giles is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Giles is 0 for 2 in the game. Giles hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Alomar is 0 for 2 in the game. Alomar strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 1. the Red Sox will come to bat. Nomar Garciaparra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garciaparra is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Garciaparra hits a line drive into left field. Justice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Stanley is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Stanley is 0 for 2 in the game. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fryman fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Troy O'Leary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Leary is 0 for 2 in the game. O'Leary hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cora scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Corsi now pitching. Joey Cora batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Cora is 0 for 2 in the game. Cora takes first base on ball 4. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Lofton is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Lofton hits a fly ball into left field. O'Leary settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Vizquel is 0 for 3 in the game. Vizquel hits a fly ball into right field. Nixon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. David Justice is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Justice is 0 for 3 in the game. Justice hits a line drive into right field. Nixon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Trot Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Nixon is 0 for 2 in the game. Nixon hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Scott Hatberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatberg is 0 for 2 in the game. Hatberg hits a fly ball into left field. Justice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mitra Cummings pinch hits for Mike Benjamin. Mitra Cummings is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Cummings hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tommy scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cummings for the out. Nixon moves to second. Two outs. Darren Lewis batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Lewis is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Lewis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vizquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Dennis Eckersley now pitching. Donnie Sadler now playing second base. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Ramirez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Ramirez hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-1, Indians. Jim Tomey is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Tomey is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Tomey strikes out. One out. Travis Fryman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fryman is 0 for 3 in the game. Fryman hits a fly ball into right field. Nixon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brian Giles is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Giles is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Giles hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Valentin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Michael Jackson now pitching. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Valentin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Valentin hits a line drive towards third. Freeman reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Vaughn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Vaughn hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Nomar Garciaparra batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Garciaparra is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Garciaparra hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-3, Indians. Richie Sexson now playing first base. Mike Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0-for-3 in the game. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vizquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Troy O'Leary is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. O'Leary is 0-for-3 in the game. O'Leary hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vizquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 4, and Boston Red Sox, 3. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.